Tony.
I want to be a firefighter,
a ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Dustin Dwyer. It's not what you know, it's who you know. We've all heard the saying, but for young people who come to the United States as immigrants, getting to know people can be a challenge. Language barriers, cultural barriers, sometimes class barriers can prevent young immigrants from meeting the people who can help them be successful later in life. Today's story is about a young person trying to make those connections.
Good morning, guys.
Daniel Lopez wakes up early on a Friday morning to get ready for a big trip.
Just got out my door. Gotta put my suitcase in.
Lopez is 18 years old, a freshman at Grand Rapids Community College. This trip came about through the Park Journeys program, which takes high school juniors and seniors on trips to national parks. Lopez went to Yellowstone in July, but the final phase of the program is a trip to Washington, D.C. Lopez brought an audio recorder along on the trip.
So we're in the Native American Museum.
Part of this trip was just to take in the sights, visit the National Mall, see the museums. But part of the trip was also about going to meetings on Capitol Hill and talking and listening with policymakers and advocates. Because of his background, Lopez went to learn more about immigration policy. Lopez came to the United States from Guatemala when he was 7.
Being an immigrant myself, being an undocumented youth, I know what it feels like to be labeled as an illegal alien. All these labels that people put on you, and sometimes they don't understand what a label can make a person feel.
Lopez says the label made him feel afraid and inferior. He says a lot of immigrant kids feel this way, and it keeps them from pursuing their ambitions. He's now going to college under the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, but he says he knows lots of immigrant kids who don't even try to go to college. And that's something he really wants to change. And it turned out there was one meeting in D.C. that might help Lopez with that.
So my name is David Hernandez. I am a policy associate here at the National Immigration Law Center in Washington, D.C.
Hernandez was one of the people Lopez met at a meeting at the National Immigration Law Center. Lopez didn't record this meeting because he said he didn't want it to be awkward, but the connection he made turned out to be important because Hernandez was once a lot like Lopez. Like Lopez, Hernandez was brought to the U.S. as a child. Like Lopez, he struggled to fit in. Like Lopez, Hernandez got to college and wondered why more immigrant kids weren't there with him. Lopez had been thinking about what he could do to address that problem.
And David shared one of his stories with me, which was in college, when he was in a community college, a story about how he started a program which basically did the same thing that I want to do.
An organization that I created called the Hispanic College Awareness Program, HCAP.
And when I heard this story, it just caught my attention because that's one of my basically dreams, where I always thought about it, but now that he talked about it, I just felt like it's possible.
From the outside, it might have seemed like just a normal meeting, but Lopez says he came away changed, not just because he met someone who grew up like him and went on to accomplish things he hopes to accomplish himself. It also just helped him to get over his fear, to share his story, and to find his voice. With State of Opportunity, I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.
So I'm back home, Grand Rapids, and it feels good to be back.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.